Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion time, where today we're talking about God's light, how it produces from within us. Today is day one of the Feast of Tabernacles today, as I'm reminding this. We're in September of 2021. Today is the first day of the Feast of Tabernacles, which is like a seven-day harvest festival in the fall every year. And it's this time of the year. This Feast of Tabernacles is a reminder for us that God is tabernacling with us. God is living on the inside of us, and that God is light. You think about in the world of science, everything starts with light. Days of creation, let there be light was the first thing that happened. Everything starts with light, and then the light begins to create from there. But we're going to get started with prayer, and then we'll dive into this a little bit more. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communion times is we start with about a two-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez that's found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to get still, to examine ourselves, to get positioned in the light before we get into our time of communion for today. Let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I just pray for everybody who's watching or listening, all their families, their friends, everybody connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us, and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us, and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe, the same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace and your love and your goodness and all you want to do in our lives, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to keep your hand on us. Help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And I ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain through the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So our first step, we're talking today about God's light producing from within us. Our first step, whenever we do these daily communion times, is getting positioned in the light. God's released us from darkness, transferred us into the light, into the kingdom of Jesus. And it's the forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. We have to receive that forgiveness from God. It's got to flow through us, and it's got to flow through to other people. Which means what? We have to receive it from God. Just simple thank you. Just receiving it from God. Just thanksgiving and praise. One of the greatest ways to expand our capacity to receive from God is just ramp up your thanksgiving. Start taking your thanksgiving and your praise to a higher and higher level. Stay positioned in a heart stance of just gratitude and thanksgiving and praise all the time. One of the greatest ways to expand our capacity to receive from him. But then we got to forgive ourselves. Often we're beating ourselves up and condemning ourselves, putting excess pressure on ourselves because of all the ways that we've missed it, haven't lived up to our own expectations of ourselves. Giving yourself that same grace and mercy that God has given you and letting that flow through you to other people. Will you also walk in forgiveness? To walk in the light is to walk in grace and love and forgiveness on all three levels. Is to walk in the light. And we begin to walk in that light. we're going to see that that light begins to produce through us, which is a pretty amazing thing that we're going to touch on today. So we got to let some things go that maybe other people have done to us. We got to release some things, let them go, just like God has done for us. And then we're going to magnify that light. That light's going to truly begin to produce through us. We got to magnify it. We got to make it bigger and brighter and stronger, where it fills all of us on the inside. This Feast of Tabernacles is a reminder. God is filling us. The tradition in the Jewish culture is they eat stuffed foods. I think of like stuffed peppers or stuffed cabbage leaves or things that have filling or stuffing on the inside of them. It's a reminder. God is stuffing us. He's filling us. And he wants to fill every part of us with light. Yesterday, we talked about Jesus said, don't let the light that's in you become darkness. How we magnify things in our life, that darkness can begin to grow and expand on the inside. But the reverse is also true. The more we magnify that light, the more it begins to grow and it begins to fill all of us. And then one of the greatest benefits of that, it begins to produce through us really everything we need in life. God's able to make what? All grace abound to you, so having all sufficiency at all times and all things, you can abound to every good work and be generous on every occasion because it's being produced from within. So how do we magnify that light? It's all about what you're focused on. It's all about what you're concentrating on, what you're focused on in your life. And really, there's only two options. We can be magnifying light or we can be magnifying darkness in our lives. And sometimes throughout the day, we might waver back and forth between the two. And the goal is to get it where we're consistently sustaining it, where we're magnifying the light consistently, no matter what's coming at us in a day. How do we begin to magnify that? We're all magnifying something every day. We're all thinking about, imagining, pondering something, talking about something all day long. We're all focused on something all day long. The question is it light? Or is it darkness? And here's how we know. When we're positioned in gratitude and thanksgiving, that brings us into the light. On the alternative, when we're positioned in gossiping, complaining, venting, talking about the problems over and over, that brings us into the darkness. That's the opener. All based on which one we choose to focus on. Are we in gratitude or are we in complaining mode? Brings us into the light, brings us into the darkness. And then we can begin to magnify that light. Start praising and thanking God that he's with you, that he's for you. They'll never let you down. They'll never fail you or forsake you. That love never fails. And God is love. You start praising him and thanking him that nothing is impossible for him. He's always on time. He can make all grace abound to you. Begin to position our minds, whatever's lovely and just and true and praiseworthy of good report, to fix our minds on the things above where God is working continually for our good. He's working everything out for our good. Staying positioned in that keeps us in the light, begins to magnify that light, and it grows bigger and bigger on the inside of us. And that has some side effects. As we're going to talk about today, your energy levels begin to increase. That peace that surpasses all understanding begins to come in. That joy of the Lord that is your strength begins to come in. That grace begins to flow. Your hearing from God begins to increase. You can see and hear more clearly. You'll know which way to go. You can hear God's leading and direction on the inside of you in your life because it begins to produce from within. The alternative is we can focus on darkness. We can magnify the problems, the issues, the evil, all the things that are going wrong. We can choose to complain about them, to ponder about it, to roll it over in our minds over and over, to toil away, trying to figure out all the solutions. And then unfortunately, it's like a black hole. The more we focus on it and meditate it, the more it begins to grow bigger on the inside of us. And that also has side effects. Your energy levels begin to get lowered. That fear and stress and worry and anxiety and dread, insecurity, all these things begin to come in. It's like a black hole that grows bigger and bigger and just sucks everything into it. And remember, whatever you're magnifying in your life is magnetizing. The more we focus and meditate and magnify that light, it's magnetizing you to pull all God put within you out of you. When you magnetize the darkness, it pulls all the things you don't want into your life. Whichever one you magnify, it's going to magnetize and it's going to grow bigger and bigger and stronger and stronger. And our goal is to get it where we're sustaining that magnification of the light. But the problem is we've got issues. We've got problems. We live in a world that has dark things happening. And it's not denying that those things exist. It's not denying that there's issues and problems. It's looking at those problems in the face and turning the tables on them and saying, you know what? God's with me. He's for me. Nothing's impossible with him. Rolling the care and the stress of it, the toiling in our mind over onto God and staying positioned in the light. That God's going to produce the solution from within you. And it's going to be a beautiful solution to the problem. So then as we're in the light, we can know what to do. You can see, you can hear, you can know what to do. When you're in the light, you can see which way to go. So what do you know to do today? Part of our daily communion meditations each day, we start to make a plan with God. What do you know to do today? Might be some things around your house, might be some things in your workplace. Might be some things that maybe God has been prompting or stirring on the inside of you. Maybe there's some things you've been procrastinating on and you keep saying to yourself, you know what? I know I need to do that. I know I need to do that, but I keep putting it off. Let's make a quick plan for the day. What do you know to do today? And let's focus on getting started. Start your day quick, start it early. Start executing the things that you know to do. You'll be amazed at what you can get done in one day. If you bring God into the situation, bring it into the light, trusting that God's with you, he's for you, ask him for his help to get it all done today and have plenty of time, to have extra time left over and go about your day executing, trusting that he's right there with you. Execute in the light with him, praising and thanking him through it. Even if you're doing things you don't normally like to do, you can do them with peace and joy and confidence in him. So when we're in the light, we can see. But when you're in the light, it also tunes your body to be able to hear more effectively from him as well. So what's God trying to teach you today? What's he been showing you or speaking to you about or leading you in over the last 24 hours? Just taking a minute here to get still, to reflect back over the last day and just ask this simple question. God, what is it you're trying to show me over the last 24 hours? Get still and listen and make sure you record what you hear. Just begin to write down what you hear. Keep a journal of this, just writing down what you hear every day. I like to do it for a few minutes before bed every night. And he's going to begin to lead you day by day, step by step to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction. So I've been thinking about this idea of producers versus consumers. Producers versus consumers. We were doing some science homework with one of my daughters. We were talking about the difference in the science world, in the world of plants and animals, between producers and consumers. Producers are mostly plants. And the way it works is this. I'm not an expert on these things, but here's what we learned in whatever it was, third or sixth grade science. That light comes from the sun, and the plants convert that sunlight into energy. They convert that sunlight into energy, turns it into food, basically, for the other animals to consume. But the plants generate their own energy. In the Bible, it tells us that we are going to be like trees planted by streams of living water. What I've found to be true is this. You begin to get positioned in the light. You begin to magnify that light. You become like this tree that's planted by streams of living water. And that light that's on the inside begins to produce from within you. Begins to produce from within you. Begins to produce what? Produce everything you need. But that light has to be converted. Jesus says if they would see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and then turn, some versions say, or be converted, Then I would heal them. Then prosperity would come. Times of refreshing would come. All these beautiful things happen after the turning or after the converting. So we got to take that light that God put on the inside of us. This Feast of Tabernacles, reminder, God put light. He's filling you with light on the inside. But we got to magnify that light. And we got to convert it into useful things in our life. And God wants to produce it from within us. Think about that verse from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, I believe, that God would make all grace abound to you, so having all sufficiency at all times, you can abound to every good work. All sufficiency at all times, where does it come? It comes from within. So what's in there? Health, energy. You can produce your own energy from within. You don't need it to come from energy drinks or coffee or whatever it is. The energy can come from within. Energy, health, good ideas, wisdom, finances, whatever it is you need can be produced from within. But how do we do it? Getting positioned in the light, magnifying that light, growing it bigger and bigger and stronger on the inside of you so that it begins to magnetize and pull everything that he has through you. And then we got to have hearts that understand. What is it we're supposed to understand? Colossians 1:6 says that the gospel bears fruit in our lives ever since the day we understood God's grace. Ever since the day we understood God's grace, that God is working for our good. He's giving us grace. All the times when we feel like we've missed it and we let him down, he's giving us grace. He's working continually for our good. He wants to see us do well. He wants to help us do well in our lives. And understanding his grace, understanding that his love never fails, that nothing's impossible with him, and viewing everything from that perspective. When we understand that in our hearts, gives us these hearts that understand, and we can convert that light to produce from within us. 2 Corinthians 9, you be self-sufficient, basically, in all things. But that sufficiency doesn't come from ourselves. It's not self-sufficiency, it's God's sufficiency, really. Having all sufficiency in all things at all times. But where does that come from? Our sufficiency doesn't come from ourselves, it comes from God within us. That light energy within us would be converted to produce from within us. So we're going to take communion over this today, asking God for his help on this. Because I don't think we can do this on our own. So Heavenly Father, I just thank you. Thank you for this time here together today, Lord. And we're asking for your help today. You have been so good and gracious to us to come and tabernacle with us, to live on the inside of us, Lord. Help us to magnify that light brighter and brighter and stronger on the inside, and to convert that light to produce everything we need from within us. So we're asking for your help, Lord, on this today. We just thank you for it. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then he told his disciples, "Take it, receive it." Receive what? Receive that he makes you right with God. He makes you holy and perfect in God's sight. That you can approach him with freedom and confidence. That he makes you clean. That God can come live on the inside of you. In the Old Testament, the people had to keep some distance from God. Because of their sin, God couldn't get too close to them. He would consume them. He would destroy them. It says God is an all-consuming fire. That light comes from the all-consuming fire of the glory of God. And he's put that on the inside of you. Receiving that from him. And that light is meant to produce from within. Just receiving that from him today. Just a simple thank you is all that's needed as we look at everything that Jesus made available through his sacrifice for us. So, Father, we thank you for this bread and what it represents. And we ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light, makes us clean, makes all this possible. And I believe as you begin to experience God producing from within you, it's going to help you to know him better. It's going to help you to know his heart and his love and his grace, just the beauty of who he is. So Father, we just thank you for this cup and all that it represents. We thank you for Jesus and his sacrifice. And we ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. Just thinking about right now, I have a friend of mine who had struggled with some issues for a while, and he finally got free of them. He said he had tried and tried and tried to get free, tried and tried and tried to get free. Couldn't do it. On his own, couldn't do it. But then he began to what? To focus on the light. He began to focus on the light, to just start focusing and magnifying God. And he said, when you do that, the darkness just begins to fade away. Bad habits begin to fall off. Change is easy and it's effortless. It's like you're not even trying to do it. You just begin to focus on that light. And it begins to produce everything you need from within. It's not going to happen immediately. It's going to take some time. But begin to magnify that light. Make it stronger and brighter on the inside of you. You get to choose what you want to focus on. God gives us that choice. Choose to magnify that light today. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.